Thank you, young lady, for the reminder. Yeah, I remember those trunk units. I was starting to hang around the Shores Cop in the mid-70s. But for me, even in my years of working in the meat department at Farmer Jack's and other places, we were still using swinging cattle. And the floors in there are those porous liquid floors that just harden. They level, they self-level and all this and that. And you have to wear steel-toe boots and so on and so forth in case you drop something on your foot. But to get traction in there is impossible. And you carry a 140-pound hindquarter out of the, you get it off the cut, off the meat hook, because we had rail systems back then, just like in the old Rocky movies. And you walk over to the table with it, and it's only maybe two or three steps to the table, and you hit that floor, and you're walking on it, but you hit a wet spot or something, and the next, you know, slip, pop, ouch, pain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I had that happen a lot. And a lot of people in my industry back then have been crippled from it. My dad, my late brother-in-law, myself. I don't think there's a person that ever worked in a meat department with swinging cattle that does not have some form of back or lower back or hip or pelvis problem of some kind. It's just inevitable.